Dr. Leslie?
Good morning, Dr. Leslie with Holistic Living. First, I want to thank you, V. I just wanted to mention that our goal here is to understand the role our daily practices have in creating the outcomes we're getting in life. Okay?
Yes.
Now, those daily practices come all the way down to moment-by-moment thoughts.
Absolutely.
And today, we're going to be exploring the topic of pain.
Something everyone can relate with.
Yeah. Can I just start by saying that most of us spend a lot of time and energy trying to avoid pain in life. Okay? We try to stay away from it. And what we're going to be working with on the Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie show is a series on pain. And today is going to be introduction. Okay? We're going to be going into pain and its spiritual purpose and cause.
Okay.
Okay? Seeing the pain as your messenger. And we're going to call that, believe it or not, your brand new best friend.
Brand new best friend.
Okay.
All right,
what
Dr.
we want
Leslie.
To do is work through the understandings and tools that we need to turn pain into gain and to move from being stuck in suffering and victimhood of what we feel uncomfortable with in life and move from that into receiving the gifts that pain have to bring us. So
pain
that we,
offers gifts.
That's right.
Okay.
We can actually move into a higher level of mastery in our lives to where what seems to come at us for our destruction actually gets converted into something for our gain, to where we're stepping upwards from what would seem to have been something that was going to knock us down.
Right. That's truly profound.
Yeah. So we're going to cover pain in a few different ways over the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. All right. I just wanted to let the listeners know that week two on our pain series, which is next week, that's going to be the 18th.
Okay.
We're going to be going into physical pain.
All right.
All right. And when I say that, you know, what I'm talking about is there's a lot of different forms of pain in life.
Absolutely.
All right. There's physical pain, mental, emotional pain, financial pain.
Okay.
Relationship pain, spiritual pain. Okay, I know we can come up with a few more labels,
absolutely.
But ultimately, you know, the baseline of it all is plain pain, and we want to learn to be masters and not victims.
Absolutely, yes, we do.
Yeah,
starting today.
That's right. So next week we're working with physical pain. We're going to be going through transmuting pain and working from multiple levels on the physical body. Mm-hmm. So that means we're going to be talking about practical steps on how to bring your physical expression of health into its fullest, starting with how we eat.
Got you.
And with what tools are available out there to help us when we're suffering with a physical ailment that's not clearing itself, that's not healing.
Okay.
Okay. Chemically, what we can do with the chemical balances in our body to help clear pain and hone the vessel that we're living through.
Okay.
The mental, emotional effect on the physical body. So we're really going to go into the body-mind connection and let people understand that so they can start taking charge of
what's going on. That's okay? Awesome. I'm ready.
And lastly, we're going to look at the energetics of the physical body.
All right.
Okay? Because your physical body is actually built on an energetic template.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matrix that your physical body expresses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the new rage of energy healing is all about.
All right.
Okay. A lot of people have heard of Reiki healing. We're going to bring that down to real practical level so that people just take the mystery and mystical out of it.
All right.
And help people understand really practically what that whole energy thing is. Okay.
In a simple way.
Yeah. We've got energetic plumbing through the body that are called the meridians.
Okay.
Okay, and we're going to kind of go into what that structure is, what the different forms of therapies are that work with those things.
All right.
And so we're going to talk about how to work with physical pain and move ourselves into healing when we've been stuck by working at these different levels.
That's
okay?
Awesome.
So that's what we're going to go through next week, and we'll be taking calls on that and be inviting people who are feeling like they need some help in that arena, you know, to share their story. Yeah, yeah. Okay, week three, so that's going to be the 25th, we're going to go into mental emotional pain.
Okay.
All right? I just want to say right now that the most widely prescribed drugs worldwide. And in this country especially, but worldwide, are antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs.
Alrighty, okay? I'm not surprised.
We are living in a nation of numbed people.
Yes, we are.
Who are walking around medicated because they haven't learned how to master and take charge naturally of their own mental emotional pain.
Right.
All right. So we're going to be talking about balancing brain chemistry naturally.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to learn about something called neurotransmitters.
Oh, good.
And
teaching. I love it.
There we go. Okay. And how these neurotransmitters affect how we're thinking and feeling moment to moment.
Okay.
And what we can do to actually take charge of our body's production of neurotransmitters. There's a daily routine that we can do to help impact how the body's producing its neurotransmitters, which means we can start naturally feeling better every day, waking up feeling happy
naturally,
instead of depressed.
How important is that?
That's right. That's right. So we'll also be going through changing thought patterns.
Okay.
Okay. And thoughts and cellular changes. We're going to talk about the mind-body connection in that on that day as well. Okay,
listeners, we're going to be getting deep.
We are. And we're going to be looking at how what we're thinking eventually translates into what's going on in our physical body.
Okay.
And how our cells actually change from having certain thought patterns.
Wow.
It's quite fascinating.
That is quite fascinating.
There's a couple of scientists that are renowned for the breakthrough information that they've come through with, and we're going to bring forward some of that work and make it real simple for people to understand.
Good stuff.
Bruce Lipton and Candace Pert are two of the experts that we're going to be using tools from to help us become more empowered when it comes to our thoughts and our mood and taking charge of our mental emotional health.
That's what's up, Dr. Leslie.
That's right. So that's what's happening over the next 3 weeks, including today. And after week three course on the 25th, we're going to actually hold a practical workshop. That's going to be Saturday the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be $25 and from 1:30 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. Our listeners can register on here's the email address.
Okay.
And write this down. If you feel prompted, you know, to get a bit involved with direct support that we're going to be holding through the show.
Okay.
This is support@holistichealingwithdrleslie.com.
Okay. support@holistichealingwithdrleslie.com, listeners.
That's right. So at the end of this portion of our pain series, we'll be having that hands-on workshop where people can come and learn deeper details of what tools they can use day to day.
Awesome.
And it's going to be hands-on where they go away with tools in writing and also physical exercises and mental focus. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's $25, and that'll be on Saturday the 26th.
All right. You're listening to WGIV 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie. We've got a full house. We'll be coming back in just a moment. Please stay tuned.
WGIV. WGIV. WGIV, the soul of Shack.
Don't touch the dial.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Discoveries in Health. I'm your host, Chris McKay, and I'm really glad you're with me today because today we're going to be talking about an issue that affects each and every one of us, and that's stress. And believe it or not, whether it's job stress, financial stress, family stress, or even the little things.
Why walk when you can drive? And ride the bus can be an adventure.
I was on a bus that was held hostage 45 minutes.
You want to ride now and pay later? Call my man Tyrone Ty Laws at Crown Auto Sales and Finance. 1462 Ashley Road, 704-926-7183. That's 704-926-7183. Cars, vans, trucks, SUVs, and no credit is required. Oops, did I say that?
No credit required.
At Crown Auto Sales and Finance, they'll find a way to put you in a car. Everybody's approved. Low down payments, easy monthly payments, warranties, service departments, any and everything a car buyer is looking for, Crown Auto Sales got it. Crown Auto Sales shoots for customer satisfaction. It's tax time, and now it's the time to buy a car. Hit my man Tyrone Ty Laws at 704-926-7183. That's 704-926-7183. 1462 Ashley Road. Between Allegheny and Freedom Drive, even if your credit is pathetic, Crown Auto Sales will forget it. Give them a call.
Oh, Tyrone.
Crown Auto Sales.
RazakProducts.com.
Razak.
The unparalleled advance in hair care.
All my Razak girls, let them see your hair. Let them talk about you while them fellas stop and stare. Where my Razak girls? Whip your pretty hair. Whip your pretty hair. Whip your pretty hair.
For healthy hair. For hair that shines. A name you've trusted for over 25 years.
I need a Razak girl.
Razak hair care product.
A Razak girl.
You want to be a Razak girl?
Log
on to RazakProducts.com. Be admired. Available in all beauty supply outlets everywhere.
Where my Razak girls? Whip your pretty hair. Whip your pretty hair. Whip your pretty hair.
Razak polishing gloss, Razak finishing cream. A combination like that makes your hair beautiful with lots of sheen. Razak, Razak pretty chick.
WGIV.
The music just turns me on.
Back in the day and today's R&B.
Oh, that's my jam.
Nah, that's my show.
WGIV 103.3 FM, Charlotte's best station for old school, new school, and today's R&B.
All right, good Friday for you. We're listening to WGIV 103.3 FM, 1370 AM. Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Robbie Price Insurance Agency out there at 8439 Davis Lake Parkway in Charlotte, North Carolina. Zip code 28269. Robbie Price at allstate.com is how you can get in touch with him if you're in need of insurance. He's the most wonderful insurance agent I've ever met. His number is 704-593-0365. And also right now, if you go to the Robbie Price Agency and mention, of course, WGIV, you can get a free cup of coffee with a quote from Starbucks next door. Is that right, Paper Mirrors?
That's right. Also, the RobbiePriceAgency.com.
That's right.
And just go in, mention the radio station, mentioned the website. You can follow Robbie at the Robbie Price AGCY on Twitter. And he also has a Facebook page as well.
Yeah, Robbie's stepping up. I love it. We have Mike Hall in the studio with us today, DJ BG, myself, VZen, and of course, Dr. Leslie and Paper Mirrors. It's a beautiful day to be alive. Dr. Leslie.
That's right. Beautiful day to be alive amongst the ups and downs that life brings, hey?
Absolutely.
Now, I wanted to say that I had a little experience this week. You know how people that we meet and encounter and do business with can make life easier or a bit more painful at times.
Okay.
And I met somebody in business like Robbie Price. Remember, we went by his office.
Yes, yes.
That man was just such, made it such a pleasure to be doing business and getting your insurance. He's just kind of working from the heart.
Yes.
Well, I met somebody else like that on my own with an experience that could have been a bit painful. And this man just kind of eased the pain.
Mm.
His name was BJ Johnson. And BJ helped me out because you know how you got your little favorite car that you just don't get rid of and you run it into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
This little old Malibu finally got to its last leg.
Oh wow. Okay.
And I brought it over to AAA for them to check it out and diagnose and say, they came back and said, you know, basically it's going to cost you more than the car's worth to fix
it.
And they said, sounds like it's time to call BJ. BJ does metal and battery recycling.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, he showed up and he paid me cash for the car.
Oh, I love
that. Which couldn't run. And now I'm in the market. So my husband and I have been going online and going to the car dealerships. We're looking for that new thing. But BJ was just, you know, he's one of those sparkling lights that you meet just in day-to-day living.
Oh, yeah.
And he came over and just helped me unload the things I needed to get out of that car.
Just ease the situation.
Yeah.
Shout out to BJ.
Right there. Yeah. And I had a little abdominizer machine. You know, I got my New Year's resolution set, and we're going to talk about that a bit more when we go into the physical body and physical pain and
absolutely.
Physical fitness and getting the physical machine toned and right.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that thing had gotten a bit dusty, and, you know, I had stuck it in my car to move it from one place to another, and he came out and went, oh, an abdominal machine. And I turned and looked at this man. He was wearing, you know, a long sleeve T-shirt and stuff. The fitness was just pouring out of the sky.
Wow.
I looked at him and I went, you're my new inspiration.
I know, that's right. Instantly.
I said, all right, now that I've met BJ, that man is so unbelievably fit.
Mm.
I said, I am going to be working on that abdominizer every day
I
until
feel
I
you.
Can.
Just say thank
Ken,
you for
Ken
reminding
must be,
me that I have
gritting
it.
His teeth right now.
Hey, Ken and I, Ken's my sweet hubby, and we've made our New Year's resolutions together.
All right.
He jogged for 18 minutes yesterday
straight. Oh, go Ken.
Right? And his word is overhaul.
Okay.
His word is overhaul. I think we both got a little indulgent over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you do when those pants got a little bit tighter.
A little tight around the waist.
And then it just takes some fitness king like BJ to step in with a big smile on his face, and I looked and went, oh, I'm feeling guilty already. Nope, me and that abdominizer, we're getting on to it.
That's what's up.
Anyway, BJ's good to do business with, and here's his phone number, 704-974-9006.
All right.
BJ Johnson, Metal and Battery Recycling. The
Wonderful.
Man was a joy to be with and an inspiration to look at, I'm telling you.
Oh, wow. She's putting that out there, you guys.
Unbelievable.
I think that, you know,
Dr. Leslie, you should call this show Holistic
BJ.
Loving. Holistic Loving with
Dr.
Leslie.
Do you feel it in the air?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Holistic is about mind, body, and spirit.
You make me want to call him just to see how fit he is.
Well, hey. No, really, actually, on his business card, it said Big Arm Johnson.
Okay.
His deltoids were kind of screaming through that T-shirt.
Ooh, the deltoids. Gosh, you got
it.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, and because, you know, which brings us back to the higher purpose of the show.
Alrighty.
Don't forget, us and listeners, that the best way we can influence other people is to be a good example.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was putting out my intention to the universe to get my machine that I'm living through called the physical body more finely tuned and in shape. And then there showed up a demonstration of that to me that really hit the bill. That was BJ. That man wasn't talking about fitness. He just looked like he was fitness. And I went, okay, that's it. That's it. I'm doing it. And then I've been on a vegetarian diet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Things are really shifting.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about that coconut chicken soup that we had the other night.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Nice.
Ridiculous. Okay.
No. I almost ate the fire.
No. Okay.
Like, I wanted to eat the flame
my
that was
life.
Coming out of it.
There you go.
What? They're talking about a little birthday celebration that we have for my husband, Ken.
Happy birthday,
we
Ken.
We were at a great Thai restaurant downtown called Basil's.
Mm-hmm.
And boy,
that's a free plug for you, Basil, because it's so delicious that I don't mind sharing.
I was healing up in there.
That's right. At the table.
Food, you know?
No doubt. No doubt. The ginger? Okay. All right. Yeah. So check that out.
Okay. But just remember to stay conscious while you're eating.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise, you end up in pain at the end of that meal because you forgot to turn off, to put the fork down when you got full.
Come on now.
So,
I think I fell in love. When I was eating that soup, I'm telling you, I ain't never had no soup.
It was very intense.
Wait, holistic loving with Dr. Leslie and Glenn's in love with chicken coconut.
That's right. That's right. It's a lot of love over here,
I'm
you all.
I'm Jonesing over here.
Okay.
Wow.
So, such with the pleasures of life, and too much of that can move us into pain in life.
That's
and
right.
So goes the roller coaster of life.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And so, what we're talking about today and in this series about pain is about moving into the driver's seat to where we smooth out those hills and valleys. You know, we can actually progressively get into a steady state of joy and bliss in life. But really, it comes down to moment to moment practices, you know. And I'm going to say that in general, the soul moves forward to higher and higher challenges as we get more advanced.
Wow.
And I'm going to bring up something kind of heavy now, but, you know, V, I understand that you and Glenn had a major traumatic experience on your way here to the station this morning.
That is correct.
Yeah, and with your permission, you know, if you guys are open to it, I think that the story of what happened and going into looking at that from a higher level may be a real gift for a lot of listeners out there because, you know, life brings us big blows at times.
That's right.
And can kind of hit us sideways when we least expect it. And that's, I think, the easiest way to get thrown way out of balance.
Oh, yeah.
And
truly.
Really go into pain and even suffering to where we kind of get stuck in a consciousness. So, guys, how did your morning go?
Well, it began with my car actually driving itself past the highway entrance that I would have used. And I looked at Glenn and I said, why did I go this way? And he said, well, it's raining, you know. So.
You said that out loud? You looked at Glenn and verbally said, why did I go this way?
Yes,
I did.
Right.
And now I know.
Mm-hmm.
Once we made it to the next highway entrance and we were entering the ramp, there was a woman who was literally walking across the highway, and there was an 18-wheeler that had somehow managed to stop and not hit her.
How fast were people going on this highway?
Oh, 55, 60.
She was in the center.
The center lane. Standing. Yes. And he stopped. But she continued to walk on to the inside of the highway.
The median by the wall?
Yeah.
And then she just proceeded to literally catch the next few cars that came.
She walked down about 10 feet. And then she just plunged right into oncoming traffic.
Right.
So we right here, we coming on the ramp, so we stop. It's a good thing that we stopped
because
one of the vehicles, it swerved across the interstate.
All the way to the other side of us.
Within 20 feet of us. I'm looking back and as... You see one vehicle, the first one, it ran her over. Then it was like two other ones hit her after the fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we get is that this woman was meaning to plunge herself in front of traffic.
Yeah, this was suicide.
Okay. All right. Which is just a huge trauma for you to witness, hey?
Yes.
Right?
I mean, it shook me up. I can't lie. It had me... Like, man, you see some things like this on the internet and movies and so forth.
Right, but
to actually
in your
witness
face.
It and see it, my condolences go out to her
family, whomever they are.
And the drivers.
The people who had to endure that literally in a such an abrupt way. Yeah, my heart goes out to them. I don't know who they are, but I did stop. I did call 911, and it took them 5 minutes to answer the call.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Well, Wow. Just to add more pain and trauma to the incident.
Yeah, just in the moment. Yeah.
Okay. So, can I just ask now that just for a minute, we have a moment of silence.
Please.
And really hold out sending loving support and energy to the soul of this woman.
Yes.
Let's just be silent for a moment and just reach out to her, surrounding her in love. Amen.
Amen.
Now, guys, I feel that with something this traumatic and impactful, the first thing we need to take a look at is who we are and what we're doing here. And who is that woman and what's she doing here? And I would like to put forward, first of all, that we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Thank you.
And knowing that, there's no such thing as death. You get that?
Yes.
There is no such thing as death. We are infinite spiritual beings. And we come in into these little bodies and condense ourselves onto planet Earth and have this journey of life. And then when our soul chooses to, we exit. Okay? And the first thing that I would suggest, well, first of all, when we're looking at this from a perspective of pain,
okay,
I'm going to suggest that both of your souls chose to participate in this event. Okay? You went a different way that caused you to be there and to witness and be in the experience of what happened.
Yes.
And so everybody that was there was impacted, right? This is major trauma. Okay? This woman clearly made a choice, and her soul, you know what, left a physical body that it was all concentrated into.
Okay.
And as soon as that soul comes out of the body, we experience relief. You know that we're in a challenging state here going through this journey on planet Earth as humans. Okay? So she made a choice, and her journey is really not our business, because that's between her and God, and her higher purpose is being walked out step by step. And she, with free will, made a choice to say, you know what, I'm done with this journey for now. I want to move back out of this physical body. So that's what she did.
Okay.
And then there's you, right? The aftermath. So you guys were there, and your body minds would have gone into instant shock, defense, and survival. Yeah? So what we're going to do is come back to that in a few moments and say, what do we do when the body goes into shock, defense, and survival?
Wow. You're listening to 103.3 FM, 1370 AM with Dr. Leslie, Holistic Living.
Show me everything I could not see. tell you how I felt that day, but I can't.
I can't.
All I can say, all that I can say, all that I can say, all that I can say.
We're the station with deep roots. WGIV 103.3.
Hey, I'm a guy not really interested in art or art galleries, but my fiance has a different way of thinking. She took me to Eccentric Christian Art Gallery, 1506 Central Avenue. It's right on top of Reggae Central. I didn't know they had some of the best art paintings, original art, work by local and national artists, and it's for sale too. Plus, at Eccentric Christian Art Gallery, they have arts and crafts on Saturdays for children ages 5 through 7, but you must register each child. It's free to get in. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can call for an appointment. But make sure you find out about the upcoming events, like solo art shows, Christian spoken word, and more. Eccentric Christian Art Gallery is located at 1506 Central Avenue, right above Reggae Central. Trust me, the art gallery is something you should not miss out on. For more information, call Eccentric Christian Art Gallery at 804-477-9445. That's 804-477-9445. Eccentric Christian Art Gallery. Come one, come all. There's an artist in each and every one of us.
And now coming to the stage, Lockefella Almighty.
So you want your degree in lockology. You say you want to be the top lockologist. Well, just who are you locking with? You see, if you're not locking with Lockefella, then you're not locking at all. Pass the ball so we can lock so tight. Ball heads want to find me. Dreadlock Society. None of y'all can't see me. Lockefella Almighty. Now repeat after me. Let it grow.
Let it grow.
And then we twist.
And then we twist.
And let it hang.
And let it hang.
What we call that?
It's a dreadlock thing.
Good night. Lockefella Lock and Twist Butter and Lock and Twist Gel. Available at RazakProducts.com and all beauty supply stores everywhere. Get locked up. Razak.
It's the Doug Banks Show.
Is open marriage a solution to the cheating problem? What do you think about that? Let's see. Here's April.
You know what? There's no such thing as an open marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's commitment. It's love. It's respect. You cannot have those three and be open anywhere other than in your conversation.
Hey, Anonymous. How are you?
I'm fine, Doug.
Is an open relationship an answer to the cheating problem, you think?
I don't think an open relationship is. I used to call it a bonus to bring a female into the relationship. But the guy was doing what he should be doing,
right,
and not going out there doing something else, then he got a bonus.
You brought women into the bed with you and your husband?
No, I wasn't married.
Okay, you weren't married.
It's my boyfriend.
Ah, the boyfriend got the fringe benefits.
Yeah, you've got to separate the two, the desire and pleasure that you want, you're seeking, separate it from that emotion and love. I mean, there's something you want to get out of this, okay? So you still love that other party, but come on, let's get this pleasure together.
Who handled it better?
I handled it better.
It's the Doug Banks Show, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. till 7 p.m. right here on the Soul of Charlotte, WGIB.
It's the Doug Banks Show.
You want it. So we're going to give it all day long.
More
music.
Give me that radio.
More music.
On 103.3 FM.
WGIB. The Soul of Charlotte.
Right now, if you are tuned in, then you are definitely tuned in. You are listening to Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Firewater, a restaurant and bar located at 8708 JW Clay Boulevard. You can reach them at firewatercharlotte.com. This coming Sunday, they'll be starting their Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. This will be an ongoing thing. They also have Monday Dollar Domestics. and 1-2-3 nights. You're going to have to go out there and find out exactly what 1-2-3 nights is all about. Welcome back to the show.
Okay, so today we are dealing with pain. And
hard.
I mean, we're going deep into the nitty-gritty
yes.
of major, major trauma and sensitive, heartbreaking situations in life, okay? And Glenn and V had an experience on the way into the station today that was extremely traumatic.
Extremely.
Okay? Yep. And they were party to and witnesses to a blessed soul who decided to leave this world and her body and move back into spirit realm. So she walked across the highway and was hit by a couple of cars, and they were party to that. Okay? So this is one of the most extreme examples of trauma, okay, that life brings.
Mm-hmm.
I said to V earlier, you know, when you're in a war zone, you see all kinds of trauma, but you expect it because you're in the war zone.
Right.
When you're driving up the highway, you're not expecting to be party to something as dramatic as someone being run over, intentionally walking out and putting themselves in front of vehicles that are moving fast.
Yes.
Okay. So this is a perfect example for us. How do we work with situations in life that bring us such trauma? How do we work with that? Now, first I want to say that in life we have manifestations of spiritual principles through physical reality everywhere.
Okay.
As above, so below. All right. And as within, so without. Okay. Now, you know, we talked earlier about New Year's resolutions and getting fit.
Yes.
You know that the physical body gets stronger when it gets greater challenges.
Mm.
And when we go to exercise, there's a principle called progressive resistance.
Okay.
That says if you're exercising and challenging your body at a certain level, your body will reach a readiness to deal with that level and then plateau.
Okay.
And you have to keep increasing the resistance if you want to keep on making further gains, not just maintaining, but getting more fit than that.
Okay.
So if you're lifting weights, you add more pounds onto the bar. Okay. If you're running, you go faster.
Wow.
And or further.
Okay.
All right. Now, as a soul, you are going through boot camp. And V, I think your most divine sign was you noticing and even speaking out loud to Glenn, why did I come this way?
Right.
Okay. So that's just your little clue, your little sign to remind your little lower mind
right.
that this is all by divine design. Okay.
Yes.
And your soul went through an advanced lesson today and decided to make itself party to that which unconsciously would throw your lower mind into a huge tailspin and could even result in physical illnesses in your body with you contracting against and holding in the blocked energy of your withdrawal, of your body mind going into defense and feeling like when we perceive someone else being injured, our own physiology will fear ourselves being injured.
Wow.
So you watching somebody else go through physical trauma makes your body contract. And do you know that thought, your body can't tell the difference between thought and reality. So if you're watching a movie and you see somebody running from somebody else and
going through,
you'll notice your heart starts beating faster, your breath starts getting faster. You might even scream, oh, you know, okay? Your physical body is responding as if you are that person on the screen that you're watching.
That's right.
Okay? That's how powerful our thoughts are. All right? So your soul designed an advanced class for you today because I'm going to tell you that if you can learn how to maneuver and quickly work through, step back into the driver's seat, and let your higher perspective that remembers we are eternal beings. I'm just a soul living in a human body. I'm here for a purpose, and when I leave this body, I continue on. Okay?
Okay.
As soon as you remember all of that, mm-hmm. and you know that that is also that woman's reality, mm-hmm. and that in truth, at the highest level, we are not victims of anything.
All right.
Okay? And we'll get into that further in another show, but
okay.
really, if you just understand that in reality, at the highest level, we're not victims. We are not victims, and there is a design for what's happening here.
Yes.
And we are going through boot camp.
All right.
So if you work through that challenge and tell your lower mind, be at peace, mind. Go into your heart and remember that that woman is at peace.
Okay.
She's come out of her body, and that physical part that she was living through doesn't matter. That's mm-hmm. not who she is.
Okay.
That's just the vessel she was living through.
Mm-hmm.
And she chose to exit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that happened for her. Now, all the people that witnessed that,
yes.
it's their choice as to what they're going to do with that.
Mm.
Okay? And so as they work it from a higher level,
uh-huh.
then it makes it that much easier for them to get over the little things in life.
Got you.
Like me when I came down the steps this morning okay. carrying my bowl of oatmeal that I was going to eat in the car,
mm-hmm.
and that thing slid off my book and went face down into the grass.
Okay.
And I had spent all that time putting my organic butter mm-hmm. and my sea salt and exactly the right amount of honey. I was looking forward to my little breakfast in the car.
Okay.
And I threw myself off balance.
Mm.
You know, I let a few thoughts and words fly from me that I would like to retract.
Okay.
And I got in the car and was all upset. And my husband said, "Well, honey, we can go by Starbucks and get you some oatmeal." And I went, "It won't be the same."
Mm.
You know, you know, it's funny, right? I think we all had, you know, our shared traumatic experiences this morning.
This morning.
And, mm-hmm.
You know, pain being a gift.
Right.
And helping us to awaken to what and who we really are in our experiences.
All right.
A lot of us have been conditioned to suppress our emotions and experiences. A lot of us don't even speak about a lot of traumatic experiences we have.
That's
true. Dr. Leslie was talking about being numbed by the medications and stuff. And what happens, a lot of people don't make the connection or not even aware that a lot of suppressed emotions and experiences that we go through in life can manifest itself through diseases in our body.
Oh, yeah.
And we just take care of the superficial, put Band-Aids on it, cut it out,
right.
rip ourselves open
right.
and stuff.
Mm.
And if we begin to do the internal work and embrace our experiences and shift our perception and see it as lessons, not
yes.
losses. The L's in our life are for lessons.
That's
got
right.
you.
And when we embrace those lessons and we learn from them, we begin to evolve and grow and mature spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to bring that out. Also, pain is a motivator.
All right,
you know, when
now.
The pain outweighs That's the right. pleasure, you know, hopefully we make some changes in our lives, you know?
Yes.
So pain is an indicator. Pain is our friend. Pain is there to let us know that the body is communicating something to us that's on a deeper level, and it's not just physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something internal, spiritual, emotional, that manifests into the physical realm. So,
that's right.
You know, I just wanted to touch base with that. We do have a guest. All right, we have Mike, who's going to be talking to us about some financial freedom opportunities that he's a part of, and we'll get into that in the next segment. We're going to take a break. Am I correct? Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And
stay tuned to WGIV 103.3 FM 1370 AM Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie.
But I'm afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that
by you being in my life. Things were destined to change, 'cause love, so many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. The ups and downs, the joys and hurts. Love, for better or worse, I still will choose you first. Oh, oh, oh. Many days I've longed for you, wanting you, hoping for the chance to get to know you. Longing for your kiss,
for your kiss, touch,
for your feel,
for your
presence. Many nights I've cried from the things you do. Felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions.
You're listening to Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie here this Friday. We want to talk to Mike and see what's going on with you, Mr. Hall, and these opportunities to relieve some of that financial pain.
That's right, because we're going to be covering pain in all areas. And financial pain is not one of the least areas that many people are suffering from in this
country, right,
and around the world. And Mike, what's your story?
Well, I'm from the Midwest originally, and my parents were very adamant about, you know, getting a great education and going out there and getting a job. I think that's what a lot of us are probably taught.
Mm-hmm.
I was not really one who liked school. I was kind of in school because that's what my parents told me that I needed to do. So I kind of eked my way through school. I got a college education. I have a psychology degree, and with my degree, I worked at an after-school program. So I loved working with kids. It was great. The problem is I was not making a whole lot of money, and always wanted better things in my life. So I was pretty fortunate. I met somebody who was very successful financially, and they kind of taught me just a different way of thinking, I guess you would say, as opposed to what I was always taught in my life. And you know, when I got a chance to really see the difference between how, I guess, successful people think as opposed to people that are not successful financially.
Okay, your consciousness dictates what you're manifesting, eh?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really just simple little things. And unfortunately, the people that most of us grow up in don't have that financial I guess they're not aware of everything. So
it's all about awareness.
True.
So when I got introduced to this type of a business, most businesses in this type of an industry, you're trying to sell somebody some type of product or whatever, and you're trying to convince people to order products, I guess, every single month. And that can, you know, with the economy being bad, people are not wanting to spend extra money. So
definitely
one of the
not.
Things that I really enjoyed about the business that I'm involved in and kind of sharing with is that we're not really taking money out of people's pockets. We take services that everybody pays for, whether you're broke, whether you're rich, whether it's a good economy, whether it's a bad economy. We take services such as cell phones, internet, gas bills, electric bills, TV bills. We're partnered with some of the major corporations in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And we basically, for our customers, we lower the cost of those bills.
Wow.
Which is pretty much a no-brainer. I mean, why wouldn't you want to, you know, save a few bucks on the bills
save
and
money.
With the companies you're already using?
Right.
And then for business-minded folks or people that want to get out of the situation that they're in, we show
the
people...
The financial pain?
Exactly. We show people how to make money from those services.
Mm.
Okay.
And just the best thing for me was the education that I got, you know, surrounding myself by successful people, people that were happy, people that were financially free, people that could, you know, they could travel the world if they wanted to. They had free time to be with their family. So
okay.
it's just more of a lifestyle that you can, you know, that I believe that we're on this earth to be able to live and to have, you know. So to be able to surround myself with people like that is really the main thing, and the main reason that I was able to have any type of success was just kind of matching and modeling what the successful people were doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know, we're talking about spiritual and material abundance, isn't it?
Yes.
This is like soul mastery moving into abundance on all levels.
All right.
Sure.
I'd like to know about what you noticed about those people who had mastered their material abundance. You know, what you said that it was like an education for you to be surrounded by those people and noticing how they were, how they think. You know, what did you learn from that?
Well, I think the first thing was just their attitude towards life.
Attitude.
Mm-hmm. Just overall being happy. It's not necessarily just about the material things, because yes, there were some people that I have been mentored by that had nice watches, nice cars, big homes, that type of stuff, and that was impressive, there's no doubt about it. But I think to most people, you know, and to me at that time, those stuck out. But you know, being able to sleep in if you want to, and being able to, you know, if you want to spend time and take your kids to school and pick them up from school. And you know, unfortunately most people don't have that opportunity. They've got, you know, they wait in traffic to go to a job that they may not like, where they're overworked and underpaid. They get off work, they wait in traffic again, and then they barely get any time to be with their children.
Old consciousness that says I have to suffer and give a lot to get.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A little. To get a little.
Yeah,
right?
Thank you. That's right.
It's
give
like
a lot
high,
to get a little.
It's like a high cost of living, you know, for low living. And,
right.
You know, and what I find is that, and Dr. Leslie and I was going through a little bit of a tug of war there, right?
A debate?
Yeah. No, it wasn't a debate. It was just like little strongholds here, strongholds there. But
challenging one another.
Yeah, we've been so conditioned, you know, to operate and function a certain way that we've never been taught to exercise the spiritual and mental muscles, so to speak.
There you
we've
go.
We've been conditioned and trained to be sort of like drones.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And
you know,
kind of victims of the system, huh?
Exactly. And we've become so dependent upon the system that we give our power away. So when you talk about financial freedom, there's a sense of empowerment with that. You know, who doesn't want to be able to wake up in the morning when they want and travel when they can? They don't have to ask permission to do so. They don't have to worry about, if I take a sick day off, am I going to still have a job tomorrow? That's not freedom. So what Mike is talking about, and who doesn't have cable? You know, who doesn't use a cell phone? Like, who doesn't need these services? And if you're telling me that I can cut my cost, right, but
yeah.
also have the possibility of generating income, I think that people shift their consciousness and we get together as a community, right, and utilize our own resources. we can prosper. We will prosper.
That's right. So, Mike, there's something coming up on Monday where people can come and learn more if they want to just kind of check it out and explore what's going on with your organization?
Yeah, Monday evening, 7 p.m. I believe we're just going to have people email.
Okay. Email support@holisticlivingwithdrleslie.com. That Leslie is spelled with an L-I-E, by the way. So okay. support@holisticlivingwithdrleslie.com. If you wanted to find out more about what's going on with Mike's organization, and there's a gathering Monday night. From what I've seen and heard from you, Mike, it's actually about community and people working in cooperation instead of competition. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're about to wrap this up. Stay tuned. Next